Blog Talk Radio.
I fell into your arms. There's no
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hello, 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 people of God. How many of you know just like that? Hallelujah. Just like that, he'll take you back again. Just like that, he'll change your situation. Just like that, he'll heal your body. Just like that, he'll deliver your soul. Just like that. Hallelujah. I tell you, just like that, God will turn everything in your life around, every bad thing that's haunting you, everything that's causing you grief, everything that's causing you problem, no sleep, no slumber, everything that's weighing heavy on your heart, God will turn it around just like that. Hallelujah. You're never too far gone. You've never done too much. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. And just like that, hallelujah, he'll turn things around for you and for I. Praise the Lord. I tell you, hallelujah. Every time I hear that song, it just puts a smile on my face. Hallelujah, to know I serve a marvelous and awesome God. Even when I slip, I fell into his arms. Hallelujah. Even when I ran, he kept chasing my heart. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's an awesome song, people of God. Wonderful song just to worship or praise to, because I'm telling you, we serve a just like that God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. It is so good to be back on MCI Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. My husband took over for me last Wednesday because I was not available, but I thank God for the man of God just stepping into position to help a sister out. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I thank God for each and every one of you who have tuned in tonight to hear a word from the Lord. I thank God for all of you who just seeking, hallelujah, just trying to get an understanding on what thus said the Lord. Before we get into the word tonight, I just want to give honor to, I tell you, Apostle McNeil, happy belated birthday. I did tell her happy birthday yesterday, but it would be remiss for me not to shout her out tonight, hallelujah, on this line, because if it had not been for her and her diligence and how God is using her, hallelujah, then we wouldn't be here tonight. So, woman of God, we honor you, and happy birthday, and I hope it was everything that you imagined it to be, hallelujah. I tell you, people of God, I give honor to my husband, the presiding prelay of the Deliverance of the World, pastor or head pastor of Undisputed Truth Ministry, Bishop Butler, hallelujah, who was on Tuesday nights, and he bring a word unto us. Hallelujah, I give honor to him. I thank God for what he's doing in this season. I give honor to my teacher, Apostle, hallelujah, Keiko. Guys, if you're interested in school, I've been shouting it out lately. If you're interested in school, give me a call. Send me an email, www.ladyt@gmail.com. Again, www.ladyt@gmail.com. Send me an email. I'd be happy to send you all of our information so you can get what God has for you. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for another day just to be above ground, another day to just be in his presence, another day, people of God, to just get it right. Hallelujah. Another day to do what thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for you and you who have decided to come onto the line tonight to just feast with me. Hallelujah. I don't think that this is going to be a long sermon. I mean, pretty much straight to the point. Hallelujah. But I don't know what the Holy Spirit would do. I would tell you that I don't plan to be long, but the Spirit of God may want to keep you here all night. Hallelujah. But I do believe we have a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. That he wants me to share with you tonight, hallelujah, just kind of talking to you tonight, just kind of conversing, just kind of having a monologue, just opening up your heart and mind just to hear what's being said tonight, you know, just a little feeding up the spirit, just a little enlightenment, just a little encouragement, just a little knowledge, hallelujah, of what God is saying to his, hallelujah. So I tell you, tonight we will be reading from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, and we're coming from reading from verse 14 through 18. So again, that's 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, 14 through 18. Amen. So let's pray. Father God, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for today, for today is the day that you have made, Lord, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for allowing us this time to spend with you, this time to get a word from you, Father God. We thank you and we welcome you unto this line. Just have your way. Hallelujah. No boundaries, no lines, no limits. Father God, just come in and just have your way. Use me, Father God, in the way you, hallelujah, desire to use me, Father God. No nerves, no fears, no anxiety, strictly the Holy Spirit. Hide me behind the shadow of your almighty cross. Lord, let this word be right and precise. Let it get into the spirits of your people. Let them hear exactly what you're trying to say today. Lord, let them not only hear the word but be doers. Let them not only hear but receive. Let them not only hear, Father God, but let them chew and meditate on what you are saying tonight. God, we give you all the glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for even setting with us, for even finding fit, hallelujah, to use me to come on tonight. Hallelujah. So, Father God, I give it over to you. I bow out gracefully, and Holy Spirit, step forward. Hallelujah. Let us hear a word from the Lord. Let us have an understanding on what you're saying to the people, Father God. Let our ears be open. Let our minds, our hearts, our souls be receiving. And Lord, in all that we do, all we say, we'll be also careful to give you all the honor, praise, and all the glory. And the holy and mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. So again, we're going to be at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and it's verse 18. I'm sorry, 14 through 18. And I will be reading from the King James Version, which starts and says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from amongst them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Hallelujah. Now, people of God, I want to draw a thought from this cluster of scripture, but the thought that God has given me is pulled from verse 17. Which says, "Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." So I want you to have the subject in your spirit as we're going through these scriptures tonight. I want you to think about, come out, wherever you are. Again, people of God, hallelujah, I want you to have this in your spirit, thinking about it, pondering on it, as we go through these scriptures tonight. Come out, wherever you are. Hallelujah. Verse 14 goes on to tell us, it says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. He's saying to us, he said, okay, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion have light with darkness? Now he's saying, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. He said, don't become or don't get in a covenant with people that are not like-minded as you, or with people that don't have the same beliefs as you, or people that's not living the same lifestyle as you. Hallelujah. As far as holiness, as far as godliness, as far as righteousness. Hallelujah. He's not comparing like pastors to laypersons and saying that they are unequally yoked because of their status, saying that, okay, well, a pastor means more than a layperson because of the status of y'all. That means that they're not equally yoked in any type of way. No, he's not talking about the call on your life. He's not talking about the knowledge that you have in God. He's not talking about what title you carry, or he's not talking about the gifts that you walk in. He's talking about people who don't share the same mind as you, the same thoughts and the same beliefs as you. See, unequally yoked is an unbeliever. See, someone who don't share your belief. Unequally, let me say this. A person that believes in Jesus cannot be unequally yoked because it is Jesus' yoke. Amen. You're going to catch that in a few. A person that believes in Jesus cannot be unequally yoked because it is Jesus' yoke. So two people that believe in Jesus, regardless of who they are, what their status are, they're not unequally yoked because they have the same belief. Matthew 11, 29 and 30 says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. See, Jesus is the yoke. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burdens are light. Exactly. So what he's saying is that, people of God, you can't become in covenant with people that are not like-minded. When you are unequally yoked with unbelievers, you may find yourself heavily burdened, or you may find that things in life become harder because you're unequally yoked. You're taking on something that even not even your character or not even your lifestyle, so it can become a burden unto you. Now, listen to me. He is not saying don't talk to your best friend or your uncle, auntie, or cousin because they don't go to church or they're caught up in sin. No, that's ministry. That's opportunity for you to minister or to help them along the way. See, you have those that are not living for God the way that people say they should. They have sin in their life, but they still believe in God. Just because you have prevalent sin in your life or you don't attend church does not mean that you're or make you an unbeliever. Hallelujah. He's talking about people that just do not, or things that does not come into line with what God is saying or what his life is or what he has called us to do. Things or people that does not come into line with the word of God or with the purpose of God or the destiny of God. Amen. Now, when Paul talks about this, first he makes a statement, and then Paul poses rhetorical questions that gives us clarity and understanding on why we should not be unequally yoked. So he said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Then he goes to say, for what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion have light with darkness? See, he's not basically asking you a question. It's rhetorical. He's making a statement. He said, what do you have in common with unbelievers? You know, he's saying, I could see him just sitting there scratching his face as he's talking to the church of Corinth, like, well, what do you get from them? How do they feed you? What can they possibly give you? Hallelujah. He says, so what fellowship do you even have? You see, we are the righteousness of God, people. See, righteousness is the condition of being in right fellowship with the Lord, a right standing with the Lord. See, this can only happen through total faith and dependence upon Christ. Hallelujah. See, and what happens is that unbelievers, they don't lean on Christ. They don't have faith in Christ. So if you do tend to get a covenant, you'll find yourself being pulled in a direction which is not godly. You'll find yourself in situations which are not godly. That's why he said we should not be unequally yoked. We should not be connecting ourselves with people that are not like-minded, because you'll find yourself getting caught up in certain things that are not godly, find yourself being strayed, hallelujah, in a way that God wouldn't have you to be, or under the influence of something that's just not of God. Hallelujah. So we need to, you shouldn't link up with those that could pollute you. You know, unequally yoked or non-believers or unbelievers can be a pollution to those that are believers. They can actually taint or unfortunately cause things to fester in our spirit if we tend to connect, or we tend to have a covenant with them, or we tend to consider them to be our ride or dies, or the people that we hang out with, or the people that we celebrate or do things with. But if they're not believers, you don't have anything in common. You would find yourself being polluted by the things that they believe, or corrupted or compromised and the things that they're doing. It also goes on to say in that very same verse, and what communion has light with darkness? In other words, again, a rhetorical question. He's saying, what do you guys have to talk about? Well, how was your day? What size shoe do you wear? They don't want to hear about the real factor at hand, and that's Jesus Christ. See, they don't want to hear about how his blood washed away our sin. They don't want to hear about how he died so we could live. See, they don't want to hear about how salvation is at hand. They don't want to hear about the goodness of the Lord. So what do we really have to talk about? What do we really have in common? The weather? What intimate thoughts and feelings do we have to share? What exactly can they possibly give us? We know what we can offer them, hallelujah, but if they're unbelievers or non-believers, then that's not what they want. They're looking in another direction. They're looking for the things of the world. They're looking for the things that satisfy the flesh. They're looking for the things that can keep them happy, hallelujah, on the outer man, when we're trying to feed the inner man. And see, what we have to understand, that if we start to find ourselves in fellowship or in covenant or connection, then we'll find ourselves in situations, or we'll find ourselves caught up, or we'll find ourselves not giving all that we have to the Father. He says to us, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. He's saying that we can't put ourselves in the position that we might compromise who we are, that we may be light but yet walking in darkness. We cannot put ourselves in positions where we're not doing and speaking the things of God. When you're with an unbeliever, or you're connected or in covenant, it's certain things that they just don't want to hear or just don't want to talk about. So you have to be careful, people of God, who you're connecting with. You know, you got to be careful. The Bible says, know those whom you labor amongst. You got to be careful, because we're very sensitive people as far as our lifestyle and our living. And we know that, you know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Hallelujah. Our spirit is willing to do what thus said the Lord. So we have to keep ourselves in covenant with God. We have to keep ourselves in the face of God. And if we're connected with people that are not, or things that are not connected with God, then we could find ourselves in situations, or find ourselves unhappy, or find ourselves not in a place or feeling a certain void, and we can't seem to pull ourselves out. Amen. Verse 15 goes on to say, and what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Again, rhetorical question. He said, what harmony or peace does Christ have with the devil? Belial is the name that Paul uses for Satan. And for those of us who have discovered God's light, there can be no fellowship or compromise with darkness. We can't put ourselves in situations where we can be overtaken by darkness because they don't want light. See, non-believers or unbelievers don't want the light that we have. So we can't be in that position where we can find that darkness is overshadowing us. 1 Corinthians 10:20-21 says, but I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice for devils and not for God. And I will not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the devils. Hallelujah. He's saying that, look, you cannot choose ye this day. Hallelujah. Who you're going to serve. You cannot have yourself in connection with things that are of darkness, but yet you're walking in the light. You can't become in covenant with things that are in darkness, yet you're walking in the light. You're going to find yourself that you're getting weaker or you're, because what happens is that when you're in covenant with something that's not like you, it tends to draw you more towards what they're doing. You may find yourself not reading your Bible. Now, you still believe God. Hallelujah. But you may find yourself not reading your Bible as much. You find yourself skipping church. You find yourself not on Bible study. So what's happening is that you are beginning to feed more of your flesh than your spirit. Hallelujah. That's why he wants us to understand how important it is to be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, because there is something that can happen with that. Now, we are all have something in common as human beings. This verse says, and what concord hath Christ with Belial? Now, we all have something in common as human beings, but what does Christ and Belial have in common? What could a false god have in common with an almighty God? Absolutely nothing. So what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? Absolutely nothing. Hear me, people of God. I'm have a sober and settled spirit because God needs you to hear exactly what he's saying. He said we have got to understand what we're doing. We can't go around trying to appease people that are unbelievers. We can't go around just trying to just be with who we're not, or sacrificing ourselves because of people's feelings or certain things. We cannot covenant ourselves because this may look good or this may sound good. No, if it's not God, then it's an unbeliever. I don't care if it's a situation. I don't care if it's paperwork. I don't care if it's a person. Hallelujah. Anything that's going to take you out of God or what God expects of you or what God has called you to do, it's an unbeliever. You're becoming in covenant with something that God is not having you to come in covenant with. Amen. I pray to God that you guys are hearing me tonight, and I'm asking the Spirit of God to make this as simple as possible so we can understand, people, that it's no more of trying to be God and yet play with the devil, playing the devil's playground. God is saying that, look, you cannot put yourself in a position where you have bound yourself to something that's not me. You can't put yourself in a position that you find it's hard to get out of because of the fact that you knew that it wasn't me. You can't put yourself in a position that's going to cause you to step back from me or do the things that's not of me because it's not me. God is saying, we as believers, it's time for us to step up. It's time for us to get away from the things that's not him. He said in verse 16, and what agreement have the temple, have the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. The people of God have said, in what agreement have the temple of God with idols? Who would think of setting up a pagan idol in God's holy temple? But that's exactly what we are. Each of us are the temple in whom God lives. God himself said, he put it this way. He said, I'll live in them. I'll move into them. I'll be their God and they'll be my people. Hallelujah. So what agreement or what exactly could you possibly come into agreement with that's not God? Hallelujah. What is actually or what have you come into agreement with that's more prevalent to you than God? What has become your God? I don't care what it is. You cannot connect yourself with them. It may seem like a great business opportunity. It may seem like a great relationship. It may seem like a great situation. But if it's non-believers with believers, it's unequally yoked. And the Bible says you cannot yoke yourself together. Not only did he say that you cannot yoke yourself together. And not only did he let us know who we are the temple of God. Just knowing that alone is enough to make you just not want to do or be in anything that's not connected to God. God lives in us. Greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. We have to start walking in the strength that we have that God has given us. We have to start walking in the power that God has given us. If he wouldn't have this, he wouldn't tell us that to do this if we didn't have the power to do it. If we didn't have the power to not, hallelujah, connect ourselves or come in covenant with non-believers, then it wouldn't be in his word. So verse 17 goes on to say to us, wherefore, come out from amongst them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Wherefore, meaning because of what I just said about not being unequally yoked with unbelievers, because of all the rhetorical examples that I gave you on why you shouldn't be or what reason would you have to be, because of everything I said prior to what I'm about to say now, because of how they live or because of how they think, because of their unbelief, because of their actions, because of their lifestyle. Wherefore, it's telling you, because of everything I just said leading up to this point, he says, come out from amongst them. He said, come out from amongst them. So come out wherever you are. Come out from being unequally yoked. Come out from being compromised. Come out from being deceived. Come out from your sin or come out from being in bondage. Come out wherever you are. Come out of that sin or that bondage or come out of trying to fit in or come out of trying to be cool or trying to make everybody happy. Come out of trying to be that popular person, because what happens is that when you're connected in certain things, it connects you or puts you in a covenant with things that you shouldn't be connected to. He said, come out wherever you are. Don't be afraid to let go. Don't be afraid to take a stand. Don't be afraid to come out from amongst them. God is saying, I'm calling you to a higher place where I can take you. Where I'm taking you, unbelievers can't go or non-believers can't go. You are my holy nation, my royal priesthood, my peculiar people. I need you to come out and be who you have called you to be. I need you to come out and understand and live my word. My word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto your path. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 2:13 says, I saw that wisdom is better than folly, just as light is better than darkness. People of God, in this hour and this time, we have to use wisdom. Hallelujah. We have to be the light of the world. We have to walk in what God has called us to walk in. We have to come from amongst them. We have to understand that even though we love them, we cannot be amongst them. Even though we worship or we want to be what they have called us to be, even though we want to be that everything, we have to take ourselves. The Bible says, come out from amongst them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. People of God, listen, understand what God is saying. He didn't say be ye separated. He said separate. If you are separated, then how can you reach the sinners? It says, be ye separate, means being distinguished from the world, letting your light shine in God before man. Separation from, I'm sorry, people of God, my chest is kind of hurting me, but I'm pushing out to you, this too shall pass. Separation from the world involves more than keeping our distance from sinners. It means staying close to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, sinners are going to always be there. There's no way that we could separate ourselves from all sinful influences. Nevertheless, we have to resist the sin. The Bible says, submit yourself unto God and resist the devil, and he shall flee. So we have to resist all the sin that's around us, resist those things that so easily beset us without giving up or giving in. God is saying he wants you all to himself. He said he don't want you to link up with the things that's going to cause you to stumble. He don't want to link up with the things that's going to pollute you. He said, so leave the corruption and the compromise. Leave it for the good, says God. He said, my people, my believers, I need you to come up from amongst them. I need you to be ye separate. I need that when you walk into a room that people can distinguish you from the non-believers or the unbelievers. I need that when you open your mouth, hallelujah, they can judge the spirit by the spirit. Hallelujah. I need that your fruit show that you belong to me. I believe that God is saying to us today that we have to be strong and stand firm on who he is. We cannot let those of the world or the things of the world so easily beset us, so easily pull us out of our square, so easily get into our spirit. He says, come up from amongst them. And he says, come out wherever you are. I don't care what place you're in. I don't care what sin you're in. I don't care who you may have connected with, but it's time to come out. It's time to do something different. It's time to be ye separate. It's time to let your light shine. It's time to do the work of God. Hallelujah. And if you got yourself connected, or if you're in a covenant with a non-believer, it's going to slow down your process. It's going to slow down your work. God said you got to separate yourself. He said, I want you to myself. I need you to do some things for me, and I cannot get these things accomplished through you as long as you have called or have created a covenant with an unbeliever. I need you to consecrate yourself unto me. I need you to sanctify yourself unto me. I have a work that I need you to do, and I can't have you unequally yoked. I need you to surround yourself with like people. I need you to hear my word and understand. I need you to surround yourself with people that's going to feed you and give you understanding, and that's going to show you who I am through my character and through my word. I need you to get into my word. I need you to understand that I'm speaking to you, and I need you to to do some things. I need you to come up from amongst them. I need you to be me separate. Hallelujah. I need you to be able to go in and pull out those that are having a hard time. I need you to be able to minister to those that need to be ministered to. I need you to be able to preach the word of God when it needs to be preached. But you can't do it if you're unequally yoked. Come out from amongst them. Come out, wherever. I don't care what you've caused or what you've done so far, where you are, but I'm saying to you right now today to come out wherever you are. I don't care what covenant you've made or what sin that you may be in or what bondage you've caught yourself or who you're trying to impress or what you're trying to do, but I need you to come out. I need you to be me separate. I need you to do what I've called you to do. I need you to walk with me. I need you to talk with me. I need my word to be your life. I need you to do some things for me. So in order for you to do this, then I need you to come out from amongst them. I'm trying to take you to a higher place. I'm trying to do something different in your life. I'm trying to create in you what I've purposed for you to do. I'm trying to spit out or birth your destiny, but I need you to make some changes. I need you to come out wherever you are. I don't care what the position is, because I'm taking you to a different place. I'm taking you to a higher place. It's some things that you need to do, hallelujah, but you can't do it because you're stagnated with a covenant that is an unbeliever. You're stagnated with a covenant that's not causing you to move. You're stagnated with a covenant that's causing you to do what's not of me, but I need you to come out. People of God, we can't run and sympathize. This is God's word. Hallelujah. God will let you know who's unbeliever or non-believer and who is. He'll let you know when in ministry, because a lot of times we think, okay, we're an unbeliever. I'm gonna preach the word of God to them, and God is saying, gonna speak into them, and God, listen, God says the only way to the Father that the Spirit draws you. You gotta. People of God, we have to understand that we got to get ourselves in a position where we can hear the Spirit of God. So we know what we're going after. We know what we're covenant with. We know exactly what God is saying to us, what we need to do, how we need to move. But we can't do it if we have ourselves connected in something that's not God. I don't care, like I said, if it's a situation. I don't care if it's a thing. I don't care if it's a person. I don't care if it's a place. I don't care what it is. But if it's not in the covenant that you're in with God, then it's unequally yoked. And he's calling you to come out. Come out wherever you are, whatever the situation is, whatever it may be. God is saying, I need my people right now in a time such as this. I need you to be able to speak the gospel with a strong mind and a strong spirit. I need you to speak the gospel and let people know who I am and whose you are. I need you to do some things for me. I've called you to do these things. I've ordained you to do these things. I need you to come out from amongst them, because you have to do the things that I've called you to do. And as long as you're there, can't be done, or it won't be done. Hallelujah. The Bible says, he says, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you as my God. Again, people of God, he's saying, don't be polluted. Don't link up with those that cause pollution to you, that's going to cause you to sway away from the things of God. Don't put yourself in a situation where God is not the most important thing. Hallelujah. And it's so amazing. I just love this, because he just gives you so much wisdom through questions. Hey, why would you do this? Why would you do this? I mean, do they even have anything in common with you? People, those are things that we need to think about, the people that and the things that we have attached to our lives. Do we need to come from amongst it? Hallelujah. Do we need to be separate from it? Is God calling us from a certain place to a certain place? Hallelujah. There's a lot of things that you may be connected to you don't even realize. that's causing you stagnation. But you got to talk to God and ask God, say, God, what unclean thing or what unbelieving thing that I'm connected to? What is causing me to be stagnated? God, what is it? Who is it? Hallelujah. And come from amongst it. God is saying, come out wherever you are. Hallelujah. Verse 18 says, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. So again, people of God, come out wherever you are, and he'll be a father to you. You'll be his sons and his daughters. See, God will lead and guide you. He will love and protect you. Because that's what fathers do. So people of God, right now tonight, God is saying it don't matter where you are. It don't matter what you're hooked up in, what situation it may be, what the cause, whatever. He's saying, but right now tonight, he's calling you to come out. Come out wherever you are. Only you know the covenant that you've made. Only you know the situation that you're in, and only you know who you made it with or what you made it with. But today, tonight, hallelujah, God is saying, come from amongst them. Be ye separate. He's calling you to a different place. He's calling you to a higher place. He wants to be able to use and do what he has called you to do. He's saying, my sons and daughters, I will be your father, but this is what I need you to do first. This is how I need you to move first. This is where you need to be first. Hallelujah. And we serve an all-powerful, an almighty, and we serve a God that cannot. He shall not lie. So he's telling us, hallelujah, that he will be our father, and we shall be his sons and daughters. So people of God, tonight is the night to make that decision. Are you going to come out from amongst them? Are you going to come out wherever you are? Because God is calling you. He's calling you. He's calling you, you, and you. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this word tonight. Father God, we thank you for the soberness and just the solemn of this word. Father God, I thank you for just allowing your people to hear what you said, the simplicity of what you're saying tonight. Lord, let us see what it means to come out from amongst them. Let us see what it feels to come out from amongst them. For those that don't understand or don't even know that they may be attached to something that's not of you or that's not in there, that should be in their life. Father God, open our eyes and allow us to see. Remove that veil. Let us walk in the Spirit. Let us talk in the Spirit. Father God, let us do the things that you have called us to do. We say yes to going higher. So, Father God, each and every person that's on action, you look upon their families. Hallelujah. Heal any broken heart. Hallelujah. Father God, give strength to any bondages where they can come out from amongst it. Father God, give them the life that they need and the know-how and the knowledge to move forth in you. Give them, hallelujah, the strength to come out from amongst them, Lord Jesus. Somebody is trying to come out and don't know how. God, we're asking you today to move on their behalf, God. Move on their situation, God. Let them see that you are God. And besides you, there is no other. Father God, somebody tonight wants to come from amongst them, wants to be ye separate. Lead in God right now, Father God. Minister to their spirit right now, Father God. Give them exactly what they need in the name of Jesus. Let them see the mighty hand of God. Hallelujah. Lord, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for how you're moving. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for blessing this radio station tonight. Thank you for blessing the man and God, man and woman of God. Hallelujah. The anchors of this station, Father God. Let the windows of heaven open and let the blessings flow, God. We thank you for how you're moving in each and every person's life right now as we speak. God, we give you all the glory. It's nothing that we've done to deserve, hallelujah, your mercy and your love, but because you're God, we thank you that nothing could ever separate you or separate the love that you have for us. Father God, help us, show us, lead and guide us to all that you have for us. God, and as we see always in everything we do, everything we say, we'll be also careful to give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. In the holy name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Sorry for the raspy voice coming, getting over this little cold thing I had. Not COVID, I bind that up. Just a little upper respiratory situation. But I thank you guys for coming on tonight. I thank you for being faithful and loyal. Make sure you tune in for us coming soon on Thursday. We have Pastor Walker that'll be online. Then we have Fridays, hallelujah. But not this Friday. Apostle said, no, nothing this Friday because she's doing prayer. So she needs a little break. But I'm telling you, people, tune in next week. We start all over on Sunday for that mighty word from Apostle at 9 a.m. I'm telling you, it's a word from the Lord, and you don't want to miss it. If you have any questions or concerns, anything that you might want me to talk about on this line, specific topics, specific questions, please reach out, www.ladyt@gmail.com. www.ladyt@gmail.com. You can also leave your information if you have questions, you want prayer, anything, questions about the college, I am here for you. And we are always ready to give a word to anyone who's asking, because if it's in the word, it's undisputed. God bless you all, and you have a great night.